You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. This is Jordan Grummet, a.k.a. Doc G, and I thought I'd do something a little different today. This is a solo bonus episode, just a chance for me to talk directly to you without any guests, without a panel, just about what's going on with Earn and Invest, what is happening with me, and what I see for the future of the podcast in 2022. First and foremost, 2021 was a good year for Earn and Invest. We passed 1 million downloads. December, actually, we had the greatest number of downloads of any month ever. You, the audience, the listeners, our community, Earn and Invest has been growing, and it has been a privilege to make this show. 2021 was a big year. We had lots of guests. We had lots of panelists. We got to have a lot of great conversations about not just money, but life, sometimes about politics and current events, just about what was going on in our lives. I've been doing a lot of thinking about how I want Earn and Invest to be for 2022. As most of you know, the reason I do this podcast, my passion is to have the best conversations, to interview interesting people, to talk about money and life, hopefully to add value to your lives, to learn new perspectives, and to think a little more deeply about this idea of now that I've strove to make money, now that I'm making my way towards financial independence, what am I going to do with myself? How am I going to fill my time? Not only how do I make money, but how do I make the best life I can? That has always been the goal of this podcast. And I have to tell you, it hasn't always been easy for me to decide how to pursue that goal. I think unlike a lot of people in this space, I am not the most social media friendly. I don't love to get out there, make videos, get on TikTok, do a bunch of stuff in Instagram. That has never really been my forte, which poses a problem because as much as I love creating Earn and Invest, I also wanted to get out there. I want more people to listen. I want to build this community larger, but it's really hard to do that if you don't want to be out on social media pretty much 24/7. And that's certainly one of my struggles over 2021 is how much to engage and how to do it authentically. For instance, getting on TikTok and doing a video where music is playing and I'm pointing to words as they go across the screen, that really isn't me. It wouldn't be authentic. It wouldn't feel right. It would feel intentional, but intentional in all the wrong ways. And that's something I'm trying to avoid, but it does beg the question of how to build this community, how to get the word out there, how to have people listen to this podcast. If I, as one of the drivers of marketing, isn't out there in social media as much as maybe I could be, it's something I definitely struggle with. I've been happy and proud to say that you, the community members, have played a big part in furthering this community and letting people know about the podcast, in sharing our episodes. And that's really been helpful. And I've been really grateful for that because ultimately, above and beyond, I think it is word of mouth that helps spread the message about any platform, but certainly Earn and Invest. And having you get out there and talk about Earn and Invest, recommending it to your friends, getting people to listen is probably one of the greatest drivers of listenership than anything else. It's probably one of the biggest builders of our community. So thank you very much. I appreciate all you've done in 2021. I am looking forward to 2022. I'm sure many of you are wondering, so what is going to happen with Earn and Invest in 2022? Well, there's going to be a lot of similar conversations. My goal is to have the best conversations on the internet, the best interviews about personal finance and life, and I am going to keep doing that. You also know that I've been working on a book, Taking Stock. This is a book about what I've learned as a hospice doctor about money and life. I'm also trying to decide how much to integrate that book, the marketing of the book, as well as the topic into the Earn and Invest podcast. Obviously, I want to continue having these same conversations I've been having over the years, but how much space to give the book? I obviously want to talk about it enough for people to get interested, but I also don't want people to get sick of it, and I don't want it to detract from what I've been creating on Earn and Invest so far. I have to admit, this idea of marketing a book is scary for me. It's hard for me to admit that going out there, putting my content, this full-length manuscript out there, makes me a little nervous. I worry about whether people like it. I worry about whether I'm pushing it on my audience who likes me for other things but might not like the book. It's one of those things in my life where I've had a limiting belief about book promotion and sales. It's a constant hurdle in my own mind to get past this idea of I'm not going to be successful. Like, what if I put this book out there and no one is interested? What if I try to market it and no one listens? It's one of the few really limiting beliefs I have, and I've been struggling with it because I'm about 7 months from the book release, and I'm starting to think about how do I want to market this book to my audience, but also to the public as a whole. It's certainly something I've been considering about making part of the podcast. Like, I'll have my panel discussions, maybe I'll have my individual interviews, but every once in a while, I'll do a second segment where I talk about what I'm doing with book marketing, if I'm succeeding, if I'm failing, how I'm facing my own limiting belief. This isn't easy, and it's not fun, but I almost wonder if it's the only way that I'm going to move forward, and I wonder if there's some value for all of you listening right now to see someone struggling, to do something that scares them, something that doesn't feel innate, something that doesn't feel easy, but yet it's something I feel I have to do. I have this deep want and need to have this book out there and to promote it. And yet I'm afraid of the next steps. I'm afraid to put myself out there and say, everybody, look at me. I want you to buy my book. Come see what I've created. That doesn't feel innately comfortable for me. And if you've noticed with the marketing of Earn and Invest, I try not to be too much in people's faces because I've never liked to toot my own horn. That's never really felt comfortable. That's never been my way of doing things, which is odd for someone who has a podcast, because ultimately, if you're really marketing and promoting yourself as a podcaster or as a writer, you really have to make noise. You have to make a spectacle of yourself. And that's something I've never been real comfortable with. So that's what I'm thinking about adding to the podcast next year, is maybe short segments from time to time, talk about what I'm doing with the book marketing, talking about my successes and failures, talk about my fears in going forward. I think that'll add an extra layer to the podcast, and certainly it'll do something that I haven't been the best at doing, which is let you, the community, know about more of who I am. I feel like most episodes I speak for only a short period of time. If you think about any given interview I do, any different Earn and Invest podcast episode, 95 to 97% of it is someone else talking. You only really hear me when I'm asking a question. And in general, that's been on purpose because I've never really wanted this podcast to be about me. On the other hand, after making almost 300 episodes, I imagine that possibly you might want to hear a little more about me. You might want to know more about my struggles, to hear more about Jordan Grummet as opposed to just Doc G. I am a real person with real struggles. And when I make this podcast, I certainly try to make it clean and crisp. But life is anything but clean and crisp. Even for me, even for anyone you listen to or read on the internet, we're really good at putting our best foot forward. And I believe that is an authentic foot, but it's not our only foot. In other words, there are sides to me that you naturally wouldn't know about. And I'm not going to come on this podcast and talk about all my personal problems, but I think talking about the book and the book launch is something that's really relevant, and it gives you an insight into who I am and some of my deeper fears. And I think that can be enriching, and I think that can be good for me and this podcast, and hopefully interesting for you so that you can see that even me, who's having a modicum of success with this podcast, still really gets caught up on basic things like writing a book and promoting it, etc. That is what I'm thinking about for 2022. I am already working on episodes. We have a lot of interesting ones coming up in the future, a lot of panels, as well as a bunch of individual interviews. And I have an Ask Me Anything coming up where we have community members who are invited on to ask me questions, whatever they may be, and I will answer them even if they're embarrassing. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm really looking forward to this new year. I again wanted to thank you for becoming part of the Earn and Invest community. I wanted to encourage you to be involved. You can always check out our Facebook group at earnandinvest.com-facebook. You can check out the Earn and Invest website at earnandinvest.com. As you guys now know, I've started to brand myself with my real name in preparation for the book drop. So I also have a website, jordangrummet.com. There you can find everything about the book, as well as a connection to my medical blog, as well as my financial blog, and of course, earnandinvest.com. So it is a hub for everything Jordan Grummet, taking stock and earn and invest. Check it out, jordangrummet.com. Thank you for being on this ride with me. The truth of the matter is that this podcast grows only when you, our community, are happy. So if you are liking what you're hearing, please tell people about Earn and Invest. Please forward links. Please invite them to be part of our community. If you get a chance, certainly go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast and leave a review, especially if you're happy with the show. You're also welcome to write me and tell me what you think, especially if you're unhappy with the show. Tell me what you think about what we're doing, what topics we're covering, what you'd like to see. You can do that at earnandinvest.com. That's probably the easiest way to go ahead and contact me, or at jordangrummet.com. Either of those places work. Let me know what you're thinking. Happy New Year. And thank you for being part of the Earn and Invest community. I look forward to interacting with all of you more. Happy 2022.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you are the, in our roles on this podcast, you are the one that spends most of the time shaping and deciding who is invited, and I do more of the back office stuff. So walk the audience through what you're going through and kind of, and actually what you do to pull this panel together, because I'm not sure everybody quite realizes how involved it is in, to coordinate everybody.
Yeah, I think the first step is coming up with an idea. So usually there is a topic or an issue that I feel is germane to our community that either really interests me or hopefully that no one's talking about. So the first is to come up with a great idea. Once I come up with that idea or question, Next, I try to find a group of people who could have an engaging conversation, sitting around a dinner table, drinking a beer or wine, talking about life in general. Who would I want sitting at that table to talk about this question? And so people don't realize, a lot of times I'll invite someone onto the podcast and I'll tell them the subject and they'll say, well, that's not my topic, or that's not what I write about. Mm-hmm. But interestingly enough, I really try to find people who I believe can talk about a topic, but it's not necessarily an angle they've looked at before, or it's not necessarily always 100% in their wheelhouse. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get real people with differing and interesting viewpoints and bring them together to have a rich conversation.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech moves fast, so keep pace with the Daily Crunch podcast from TechCrunch. With new episodes every day, this podcast will give you a quick overview on everything you need and should know about startups, new tech, regulations, and more. Listen to TechCrunch Daily Crunch now wherever you get your podcasts. That's TechCrunch Daily Crunch wherever you get your podcasts.